Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Okay.
Hello. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Oh, hold on.
All right. Hello.
Hang on.
All right. Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
We do. Finally.
Yeah.
Like, we say finally.
I know.
Like, this will be.
This will be
like
way
10
into, yeah.
into the season.
They'll be like, you guys have been doing it for a while already.
Anyways. So yeah. Oh, it is 10. Look, I guessed. So we're on season 3, episode 10, you guys. If we stick to, we still don't know. I don't know. This might be in season 4 now. Who knows when this is going to be?
No, I do still plan on keeping season 3 all together, not with season 4.
Okay. So we're just going to
change our releasing patterns, probably. We'll figure it out.
We'll see.
We haven't totally talked about it
yet. No, we have not. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Okay. Our picture painting.
I just got back from Dubai.
Uh-huh.
So I'm tired.
We literally just recorded that minisode. If you want a time and date frame of
where we are.
Yes. When we recorded versus when we recorded this.
You know what's kind of cool? We are getting to record our Halloween stuff in October, so that's kind of neat.
I know. We don't usually get to do that.
No, usually we're releasing it in October.
I know. So we are talking about Children of the Corn in October.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be hearing it in October?
Probably not. Sorry.
They're going to have a spooky Christmas.
The best kind of Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay. So let's get started. So we got Children of the Corn. So we
what did you just say?
Children of the Corn.
It sounds like you're trapped in the corn.
Trapped in the corn. They are. So a couple, Bert and Vicky, end up in an abandoned Nebraska town that is inhabited by a cult of murderous children who worship a demon that lives in the local cornfields.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do they realize they're worshiping the demon?
No. they don't. They think they're worshiping God.
Yes. Is not what is happening.
No.
Okay. So we got our author, Stephen King.
Yeah.
Director, Fritz Kirsch.
Yeah.
Okay. Screenwriter, George Goldsmith.
Nice.
And I read this book. So no audiobook.
So
either.
Proud.
It was a whopping 33 pages.
So long. I was so sad. Me and John, we just went to the pumpkin patch and did a corn maze. Uh-huh. And immediately I was like, I wish I had my book. But guys, I rented this from the library. And I was like, I don't have a book, so I don't have a picture for this.
I know. I've thought of that too.
Yeah.
But I rented it from the library as well, and I was on a wait list. So I thought about re-renting it, but there's no way I would get it.
In time. Yeah. So I might just have us post either the cornfield, or I might have my dad's background.
Okay.
Something. We'll figure it out.
Well, I took pictures with the book.
Oh, good.
Just in front of
Perfect.
A tree.
Perfect. That's fine.
I just thought it would be cool with corn, but since we are like, because normally we wouldn't be able to because we will have made the book.
Oh, that's true.
Months, but we actually would have been able, but we didn't have the book.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of the book, It was first, this story was first published in March 1977 in an issue of Penthouse. And then it was later moved to Night Shift on February 17th, 1978. So it is a short story in Stephen King's Night Shift book.
Nice.
Yes. And the movie, we watched the original.
Yes, we did.
It came out March 9th, 1984.
Well, the remake is literally coming out this month. I didn't realize that.
I thought it already came out. Is there another? So is there, there's another one and then a new one now?
Yeah, another one's coming out right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't seen any previews or
What's
anything.
What's weird is I saw a poster for it when I went to see a movie with my grandpa. I almost said what movie.
I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah. When I went to see... I forgot. Oh, I'm so used to that. When I went to see Barbie with my grandpa.
Oh.
Oh, it was just being re-released.
It's re-released 18-day theater window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I saw the poster at the movie theater and I was like, oh.
Okay. So that's the one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. It came out in 2020.
Okay. Dude, there's so many of them. 96, 2009, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this one is a 7-year difference from the original release or 6 years from the book.
This one looks cool.
The new one?
Yeah. I'll watch it.
I wonder if it matches the book more.
I was going to say, what we'll have to do is...
It surely doesn't, because look at all those...
Women.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll have to watch it and...
It's on our list of comparing.
Yeah, we'll have to watch and compare the two.
Yeah. Okay. What'd you see first or read first?
I watched it first forever ago in middle school.
I read it first for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so you know what's funny? Part of why I put this one early on for this October season, that's not going to be released during October. My poor planning that got shot to hell. But anyway, when I watched it when I was a kid, I hated this movie. I did not like it. I wanted it to be something scarier than it was. And so I remember being bored with it. So I was like, this is going to be a piece of cake, easy peasy Stephen King book.
It was 33 pages.
I mean, yeah, it was. Yeah. And like the book's not super scary. The book felt very much, I wanted it to be a longer book because it felt very rushed almost. And I was like, what is going on?
It really was rushed. Yeah.
And then I rewatched the movie. And I was like, why did I hate this? I love it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I know. I was so happy I was watching it. I really thought I was going to be bored. I was like, okay, you're going to get a few videos. But like, I had my cross stitch ready. I had my books for my notes. I was like, you're just going to get through this. And 10 minutes in, I was like, this is a good movie. I was confused at all crap.
Yeah. It was so odd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I could see me watching it again at Halloween time.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie that I'd be like, oh, yeah. Halloween time, put in Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the book, kind of the same. Like, I would read it again because it was 33 pages.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, why would I read it again? Because there was, like, no story.
The book was just, yeah. Yeah.
So it was a...
Yeah. Yeah. What's funny is when I was reading the book, I was trying to remember the movie from when I watched it when I was a kid. And so I'm sitting there reading and I was like, I don't remember the couple arguing. I don't remember this. I was like, what the heck? I don't remember this. And then, like, it got to the end and I was like, what in the hell? Then I watched the movie and I was like, okay, I kind of see where the book comes into play, but also what?
Right. It's Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Let's do Allie's.
Wait.
Just kidding. Why do we pick this book?
I kind of explained it already in that answer.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say that with that question. You just jumped right over.
Ugh.
Yeah, I just thought it would be an easy one and that I didn't like the movie.
Okay. Now it's time for Allie's super fun fact. Okay. All right. So on the dashboard of Bert and Vicky's car is a copy of Night Shift, which
That's
is
cool.
Stephen King's book that it's in.
That's funny. I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either. Okay. The safe goal of Hemmingford that the main characters are trying to reach is the same place the heroes of Stephen King's novels, The Stand, are also drawn to in their dreams.
Ooh. So
I don't know. I haven't read, or is The Stand a movie?
Yes. I think it's a TV show.
Okay. So I just thought it was fun because it's a little book tie-in. So
yeah, he's good at those. That's interesting that it's not anything about The Shining.
I know. Ooh. I didn't. I'm like halfway through The Shining now, but now it's explained it better than the movie has.
Huh?
So I understand what the shine is. I don't think anyone in this one had that.
What's funny, I think someone in the movie said something about it though.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll have to get to my notes. Okay. Because I think I made a note of it if it was.
Okay. So Courtney Gaines won the role of Malachi by using a prop knife and holding a casting assistant hostage at his audition.
Wow.
Dude, he went for it.
Oh.
That'd be so scary.
Nice. Creepy.
Right? So then there's John Franklin claimed in an interview. I think he's the
director.
No, he's not. He's one of the kids. I can't remember.
Oh.
Can't remember which one he was. Oh, no. He's the main kid. He's the main little kid. He claimed that in an interview that when the film was released, he was at a restaurant with some friends and a woman sitting next to him recognized him as Isaac, and she freaked out. She ran out screaming, and she demanded to have her group move to another table because she didn't want to sit next to him.
Poor kid.
I know. And then lastly, number five, this is the movie that has created more sequels than any other Stephen King film.
That's funny. But I also feel like this is one of the ones that I feel like everyone's always like, this is the iconic Stephen King movie.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Yep. Okay. So the book kicks off with Vicky and Bert, and they're on a road trip to save their marriage because it is failing miserably. And this road trip is failing, and they just keep fighting. And they're in Nebraska, and then they hit a kid because they're fighting and yelling at each other. And Bert gets out and finds a suitcase in the corn with blood on it, but it's like fresh blood. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, takes it, and he notices, he goes back to the kid, and he knows his throat has been slit. So there's been some foul play going on.
Yep. So the movie.
Should have had you start because there's a whole
bunch.
Yeah,
we really should have. I was like, cool. So I'm going to have to catch up to her. So the movie starts. The movie's narrated by kids who are dealing. They're kids who have not been swayed by the main child, who's Isaac. I guess I could just say it since you said it earlier. But yes. So they're kids who know that to stay alive, they have to follow his rules, but they don't want to. And so they're narrating the movie, and it starts with 3 years ago, before this little town was ran by the Children of the Corn when the adults were there, and it shows the adults getting killed. And I literally was like, the kids killed all the adults? Oh, shit.
Well, that's what they did in the book, too.
I know, but like seeing it, I was like, oh, man. They're like all in the diner, all happy-go-lucky, and the kids are playing video games, and all of a sudden they get a signal, and they just lock everything and bam.
Slash and throats. Yeah.
Yep. I was like, whoa. At this point in the movie, I was like, how did I not like this movie?
Oh my gosh, children killing people? Awesome.
What the hell? No, I was like, I just remember it not being scary. And I was like, how in middle school was this not scary to me?
You had a strange movie upbringing. That's why.
I really did. The Grudge is the first movie that really scared me. But
oh, that was scary.
Yeah, that one horrified me, but I watched it all the time because I loved it.
So weird.
And now we're caught up. Now we're with Bert and Vicky in the movie, but they have a good relationship in the movie. In the book, they're on the verge of divorce. And, like, the whole entire time, Bert's just thinking, like, once we get to this place, we can get our lawyers and we can get things settled. Whereas in the movie, they bicker here and there, but they're very much in love.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
It was more fun to watch than people fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I guess there's things that I also then have to explain from the book, too, that haven't been said yet. In the book, Bert and Vicky very much so are able to choose where they want to go, and they're trying to get to the specific city because they're like, this is the closest one. We can figure out everything. We can get to a cop, blah, blah, blah. In the movie, they really want to still try to get to this further city that they were originally planning on going to, but then all the road signs keep basically making them go to Gatlin. They're like, I guess we got to go here.
Oh, you mean like, because the way the book happened, pretty much happened in the movie where they hit the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Check the corn. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about now that they have the kid in the car, they're trying to figure out where to go, or they were before then trying to skip? Because I don't think they ever tried to skip it until.
No, you're right. You're right. I didn't make any notes because that happened.
Okay.
I think this makes way more sense. My note before that was there's kids trying to escape? Question mark. But that was the kid who got his throat slit. I think in the book it was just because it was his time. But of course, also, we don't know.
I don't know.
With the kid?
I don't know.
Oh, because he had a suitcase.
He had a suitcase and his throat was slit. That's true. I think if it was.
He was probably trying to escape, like in the movie.
He was trying to escape. Yeah. Okay. So back to the book. They grabbed a gun because they're like, this is weird. And they grab the suitcase, put the kid in the car, and they're flipping through the radio. And they find like this religious channel and it's, you know, preaching and all this sort of stuff. But it sounds like kids preaching. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about how no one who defies the corn will be allowed in heaven. And Bert's like, what'd they say? And Vicky's, you know, still pissed at him because he just murdered a kid. And they open the suitcase and there's nothing too abnormal at first in there. Then the young preacher on the radio. So then Bert was like, didn't those preachers sound young? And then Vicky shared her past about how she's like, no, my parents brought me to crap like that all the time, and they were always really little kids, younger, doing all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they were rifling through the suitcase more, and then they found this cross made out of corn and like a corn husk and a person made out of the kernels on it. It was like a little crucifix thing,
voodoo doll.
It was creepy.
Yeah. So now in the movie, the couple has the kid in the car. And they're trying to drive to find help. They want to find a phone so that they can call the cops. And so they keep driving to like houses and stuff. And so they encounter this like old farmer dude. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the farmer dude is very unhelpful to them and is like, no, 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 you need to get away, blah, blah, blah. And so then they finally get in the car and like, okay, let's like go find something else. And you can see the farmer dude, keep checking the corn and his dogs with him. And then
right when I saw that dog, I knew it was going to die.
I know.
So mad.
The dog ran into the cornfield and dies. And
the
my next
fudge,
note
was Stephen King movies.
The next note was they kill a dog. Allie will be upset.
Did you watch my videos before?
No, no, I didn't.
I watched it before. Oh, that's right. I was quite upset.
So I knew.
Right when I saw the dog, I'm like, dang, nabbit, Stephen King. I know what you're going to do.
And what's funny is Stephen King didn't do it, though. It was just the director.
I know, but it's Stephen King. He's associated with it. He didn't do it in Secret Window either.
That's true. That's true. Hey, at least this one you didn't see. The dog just wasn't there.
Yeah, that's true. Just the bandana was left.
Yeah, yeah. And blood. So then they're still like driving around and they hear the religious stuff on the radio, but the wife never mentions anything about her religious upbringing, which was kind of funny because I felt like that was important in the book because to me it showed another of their divide, and obviously they're not divided fully in the movie yet. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it also helped because it felt like Bert from the start was freaked out about everything, whereas Vicky was just kind of like, this is BS, you killed a kid, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I felt like that really helped that part of the story.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they are driving and they got to Gatlin, which I found hilarious because I'm sitting there reading this and I'm like, what the, why do I know that name? Beautiful Creatures, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so anyway, so this town is completely empty. Like there's calendars from years and years and years ago in the diner. And like they see there's, it's just a ghost town. But they like hear kids laughing every once in a while, which is creepy. Mm-hmm. And so Bert went into the lunchroom, which there's just a lunchroom there in this town, I guess. Okay. Yeah. And it was deserted. And he found it.
Oh, no. He went to the school. He went to the school and then went into the lunchroom.
Okay. Thank you. Because I was like, mm-hmm. what the? Just a lunchroom building. Okay.
No, he found one of the schools and was like, oh, there's got to be a working phone in there. So then he went into the school.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he found the calendar from 12 years ago. And then they went and drove some more and he found a church, but Vicky would not go in because she's freaked out. And she's threatening him, dummy, saying, if you don't come back in 5 minutes, I'm leaving. So he took her keys away. Well, mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah, sucks to suck.
And then this is when he finds like a bunch of random letters all over the place and he unscrambled them to Grace Baptist Church. Yep. And behind the pulpit, there's a picture of Jesus with like corn hair and people drowning in fire in his eyes and
Fire lakes in his eyes.
Yeah, well, flakes are on fire. They were drowning in the fire. And he looked around and he found a book and it had people's birthdays in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then their death day. And it's all the same day, 19 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. One of my notes is, does she get cornered in her car in the movie? So far, no. Because
that's coming up.
That's coming up in the book.
Yeah.
Here soon. But I was like, because they're in the town now in the movie and they are, Bert's going through and finding different little bits and pieces. Or wait, no, this was still, he was just going into the different houses that were empty. But she also never threatens to leave him in the movie. But another thing that they didn't do right here is they didn't go to the church. They didn't find a church. Mm-mm. Which was frustrating to me because I was like, how is this going to help him progress in the story in this movie? I mean, he did just fine. But I was like, this is how we know and figure out what's going on with the children of the corn. And then after he goes through the town, they go and break into a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is where they find the... Oh, that's what it, the non-believer children is what they're called. And the kids are then the ones who tell them about the children of the corn. He doesn't go through and find the like book with the birthday and death days in it. This is when everything kind of diverges. What do you want to do? Should we just finish the book?
Yeah.
And then I'll do the movie?
The book's legit almost over. So... Bert is coming up with a story of what's going on because he's looking at these dates and in his head he's like, you know, trying to piece things together. And then Vicky starts honking the horn and he's like, oh, what the heck? He runs out and these kids with weapons are laughing and they're walking up to the car and like beating the car and they pull Vicky out. And Bert came up to save her, but he was stabbed in the arm. This kid, he stabs the kid in the throat and all the kid, other kids like freeze because they're like, what? Someone killed a kid? And but Vicky's gone and one of the kids like did a, like a motion on his neck and Bert like started running and he's running and running and he's getting real exhausted, but he got to the corn and he lost him. So he takes a break, he gets to a clearing, and but he's like, this is weird because there's like no weeds or anything. It's like a big clearing. And then he sees Vicky like strapped up on like a crucifix scarecrow hanging thing. She has a her eyes are pulled out and they're stuffed with corn and her mouth is stuffed with corn husks, all nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he hears something, but it's not the children because it's nighttime and they don't come into the corn at nighttime. and a huge corn monster comes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last thing we hear about Bert. But the next morning, the kids are all in the field and they see Vicky and Bert both crucified up there. And one kid is a seer and says how God is very displeased. And another kid turns 19 that day, so he walks into the corn to die and sacrifice himself. And his girlfriend is pregnant, and she just turns and cries. And she has dreams of burning the corn down, but she doesn't because she fears what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the book.
So in the movie, after...
Vastly different.
Yeah. After the couple has met the non-believer children, now the other kids... from the corn are coming to get the adults because they've been seeing the adults like going through town. They're like, oh, we got to get rid of these guys. So this is where Vicky gets cornered. She gets cornered in the house with everyone. And then they do end up taking her. This is also when we see a bunch of kids in a church talking about how the 19th year is coming for some of the kids. And they then describe that they're going to do a blood ritual on the 19th year, like the birthday, before they go and sacrifice themselves. And I was like, what? Where's this blood ritual coming into play? Where was that in the book? And then Bert walks in on it and is like telling them all that they're crazy and they shouldn't be doing this. And this is when he finds the list. But it says finds the list just in the middle of killing a child. I don't remember him killing a child in the movie. Or wait, no. I know. It was in the middle of the blood ritual.
Yeah.
And then they ended up still killing a kid.
Yeah.
And he was upset about that. Look, I only have one more page, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done, too. Bert and the non-believer kids are running around trying to find Becky. But Bert's also like, this place is screwed up. We should fix this place. I'm going to save you all. This is ridiculous. We keep getting a lot of shots, too, with Isaac and Malachi. Because Malachi is kind of Isaac's, what are they called? Hitmen?
Yeah, like head honcho, Mitch Hitman. Yeah,
he's the guy who's going to go and do the dirty work for Isaac. But Malachi is evil, and he's basically like, you're not knowing what God wants. This is crazy. We really need to just go off the rails. And Isaac's like, no, I know what we need to be doing, and you're not doing it. But then Malachi kills him.
Yep.
And he's like, well, this sort is of. What we're going to do. Yeah.
He put him on a...
Oh, yeah. He puts him on the, like, stake.
Yeah.
To burn. Right?
No, for the corn monster to get him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So then, basically, this huge fight happens where Malachi is then just going to go kill Bert. They have Vicky. They've got Vicky up on her crucifix, but they didn't kill her. And Bert's just running to try and save her. And... the two non-believer kids are like, we know where she's at. So they lead him to go save her. And when he goes and saves her, there's zombie kids that, or Isaac becomes a zombie kid rather than a corn monster crucifix.
Yeah, because the corn monster thing, like, yeah, he becomes like the devil thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so odd.
Yeah.
And the CGI, man, was just on par.
Like, it was made in the 80s.
I know. It was just like this little sectioned out piece of the TV, like staticky, and it was just like oh my gosh, it was awesome.
So then he finally gets Vicky and they're running, but now like a weird tornado thing is coming while they're also still trying to fight the kids at the corn, and like the non-believer kids are now with Bert and Vicky, and there's a bunch of them, and like Bert and Vicky are like, we're gonna try and save you all, blah blah blah. But one of the things that was really pissing me off is when they finally get into the barn and the like tornado thing is going, Bert's telling all the kids to like go shut the door and to go grab all this stuff, and I'm like, they're children, they could get taken up by this wind. Like, what? But then Bert comes up with this great plan to catch the cornfields on fire because that will get rid of everything that's going on. But then when Bert's trying to, like, finish this out, I thought it was funny because the corn started attacking Bert.
Yes.
But then they're able to catch the cornfields on fire. And my last note is they're heroes in the movie.
Yeah. And they like adopt the two
non-believers. Yeah. Yeah, it was cute.
It was just.
Mm-hmm. But I also kind of, I don't know, I feel like this movie with this story, I think I would have liked the movie to have them not be heroes in the end. Maybe I'm weird.
No, I can see that. It would add spookiness to it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because I like in the book where it's like, okay, the adults died and the children are still doing this. And
yeah.
They still have to follow the rules of the corn.
No, yeah, I think it would have added a... But then, I mean, it's way easier to...
Continue with the sequels.
Yeah. What did they do next? I don't even know.
New cornfield.
We might have to just go watch because it's
watch one of the sequels. Yeah, you're right.
It's not even just a remake. It's literally a sequel.
When they're already the heroes here.
And I think Isaac is. Didn't he die?
Yeah.
But I think he's in it.
We need to rewatch that. We need to watch that.
Let me see. I could be wrong, but. Children of the Corn 2, The Final Sacrifice, 1992. Okay, no, he's not in it.
Okay, good.
I was going to say,
this got even worse.
How did they do that? No, like, seriously, look at all of them. Children of the Corn. Let me just count. Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different Children of the Corn movies. I mean, I think three of them or two of them at least. Two are sequels.
Okay.
Or no, not sequels. Remakes. But the rest are sequels.
So nine? Nine sequels?
Yeah, we got...
How?
Children of the Corn 2, The Final Sacrifice. And then Children of the Corn 3, Urban Harvest. Children... none of them are... Let's see, I gotta do math now because they're not numbered after that. Children of the Corn, The Gathering. And then Children of the Corn 5, Fields of Terror. Then we got Children of the Corn, Revelation. Children of the Corn, Genesis. And Children of the Corn, Runaway. Holy crime.
There's too many. And the cornfields get burnt in the movie.
So, okay.
All right.
Whatever. That's it. That's the iconic Stephen King movie.
Yes.
It cast 100 people.
All the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Peter Horton was Bert.
I thought he did good.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. He was a good Bert.
Uh-huh. Linda Hamilton was Vicky.
I feel like she was okay.
She was
recast her, but...
pretty.
Yeah.
Like, you know how most 80s movie actresses are like too much hair and it's like... you look very 80s.
Yeah.
She was very pretty. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I think she did fine for what her part was. John Franklin is Isaac.
He did so good. He was so freaky.
So creepy. Yeah, in his voice and everything.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Freaky.
Super creepy. Yeah. Courtney Gaines is Malachi.
He also did really good. He seemed like such a psychopath.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Little redhead. Demon child.
Yeah.
Okay, Robbie Kiger was Job.
I swore this kid was in a different Stephen King movie, too. I was like, oh, they kept this kid. But I didn't go in IMDb, so I couldn't tell you if that's the case.
I was really looking forward to your resolution to that story. And you didn't. Here, let me find out for you. Gosh.
I was like, he looks really familiar.
He's only been in 21 things.
Okay.
Nope. Nothing Stephen King. The Monster Squad is the only
thing I would have seen.
No, this is the only like somewhat spooky other thing he's been in.
Oh, is there something he's been in that I've seen?
Let's see. Little Rascals Christmas Special. A Matter of Life and Death. The Big Stuffed Dog. Great American Hero, The Patricia Neal Story, All the Way Home, Maggie, Who Will Love My Children, Table of Five, Little Shorts, Memorial Day, Happy Endings, Children of the Corn, One Day at a Time, The A-Team TV Show. He He was in all the episodes.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Well, maybe not all. Oh, just kidding. He was in one episode. It said 97 episodes next to it. And I was like, oh, wow. He was in all of them? No, he was in one. Mickey and Maude. Crazy like a fox. Still crazy like a fox. Okay. The Monster Squad. And Welcome Home, Roxy Carmelia.
Carmichael. Oh, Carmichael.
Like, what the?
Oh my gosh. That's funny. I do not know any of those, but somehow I thought I knew this kid.
Okay. Well, there you go. All
right.
And then the other little girl was Annie Marie McAvoy. And her name was Sarah.
I thought she was cute.
She was cute.
Yeah, she did good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
I mean, creepy children, scary corn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Do the characters stay true in the movie to how they were written in the book?
No.
No. No.
I don't think any of them.
No.
Because there's not an Isaac. The only characters are
Bert and Vicky.
And they don't.
No.
I mean, the kids are murderous.
I was going to say the kids who are possessed by the corn, yeah.
But
other than that, no.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I guess the movie.
Yeah,
I guess.
I prefer the movie too. I really liked it this time.
Okay. Well, that's good.
All right.
Okie dokie.
We've got maybe a minisode.
No. Yeah.
Because we're still behind on releasing, maybe not.
Yeah, we don't know yet, you guys.
Yeah.
We have something come for you on Wednesday.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Hopefully.
Next week, we're finally to my favorite Stephen King book.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Finally.
I'm about halfway through it right now. Just got it back from the library. I was taking so long, they took it back from me. But I got it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't started it yet.
It is a long book.
So is Dr. Sleep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're both 16-hour listens.
Mm-hmm. That's why I kept putting these off.
Yep, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like they're important if all of them relate to it.
Yeah. Especially since I keep talking about it too.
I know.
I'm like, guys, this is my favorite book and I know all about The Shining, so.
I know nothing. Okay.
Just take my word for it. We should make Allie go back and like rewatch all the movies now with
I kind of want to. I definitely want to with Cujo.
Yeah.
Because that's the main one I keep thinking of.
Yeah.
But I'll do, because you think it's in all of the season one that we did? You think in every single one?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But also, I feel like it was mainly in the books.
Mm-hmm. It was in Misery, too.
There were some parts I can't remember exactly. Go back and listen to our episode, Allie.
Oh, that's true. You point out every time,
yeah,
don't you?
I do.
Maybe I will. Okay. All right. Anyway, so with that, Children of the Corn
went off script.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.